Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Todd Lang, who is Director of Transportation for the Baltimore Metropolitan Council. And Todd is here today to talk to us about the various things that the council does in terms of transportation planning and trying to make our transportation, public and private, better. So, Todd, welcome to the show.
Hello, Bill. How are we doing today?
Good, good. And I'm, as I mentioned to you before we started recording, it's been more than a decade since we talked on this show. So I'm ready for an update.
Okay. Well, there's been a lot going on over the last 11 years. So we've got some progress to report, hopefully.
Right. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Baltimore Metropolitan Council, please?
Absolutely. So the Baltimore Metropolitan Council actually began as a department of the Maryland Department of Planning. It was created back in 1965, and it was known as the Baltimore Regional Planning Council. Well, fast forward all the way to 1992. The Maryland General Assembly actually created this separate organization as a nonprofit known as the Baltimore Metropolitan Council.
Mm-hmm.
It made it more efficient, taking it out of state government, kind of gave us a charter in terms of specific areas that we should be looking at, both transportation, going down the range of community planning, emergency planning, and water quality. And we've grown into an agency of about 40 different staff members that specialize in many different areas, not just transportation. But again, our board is made up of the mayor of Baltimore and the county elected officials of the surrounding counties of Harford, Baltimore, Carroll, Howard, Anne Arundel, and Queen Anne's County. As of a couple years ago, we've stretched across the bay.
Okay, thank you. How can someone find out more information?
So we best way, obviously, is the website. It has a wealth of information, including all the different work we do in these different planning areas and more information about our board. You can just look it up at www.baltometro.org. That's BALTOMETRO.ORG.
Okay, great. Thanks. And I know you've been around for the council at least 10 years. That's long enough to know where the bodies are buried, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had some successes in the regions, and obviously have had our challenges. But what we try to do is we try to get our elected officials together and try to form these common bonds so that we're not just thinking of our own issues within our jurisdictions, we're thinking more regionally, and that hopefully kind of carries us forward in all of these different planning arenas.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully is a good word to put it, huh?
Absolutely. You obviously need money, but you also need champions. And when the group gets together, as I mentioned, the mayor and the county elected officials, they really form a bond, and they really start thinking beyond their borders. They start thinking about how they can partner on different items, and not only just making the lives of the citizens better within the Baltimore region, but also doing things like saving money in different types of procurements and items like that.
Great. Let's talk about your side of the fence. What is the council's role? You've talked to us about the group, but what's the council's role in terms of planning in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple different things. You have to, unfortunately, I need to explain it even to my family. I work for kind of two different organizations. I work for this Baltimore Metropolitan Council, as I mentioned. That's what's known as a regional council of governments. So these can form all across the country, and they do in many different ways. There's no federal requirement for a regional council of governments. Ours, again, was formed by a state law, but our elected officials can kind of point us in any direction they feel that's important. So if they, you know, see an item such as during the pandemic where we need to start thinking about emergency food planning or, you know, procurement of different types of PPE equipment, they throw us into that area so that we can do coordinated items, not only just on a jurisdictional basis, but across the region. But then there's a second organization that we staff, which is known as the Baltimore Regional Transportation Board. And this is a federally mandated organization that plans and programs federal transportation funds for the region.
That is, I assume, that is some money.
That is correct. So the Maryland General Assembly is the one that approves state transportation funds for the state. Again, the city and the counties each have their local capital improvement programs that program their local transportation funding, but any federal transportation funds that come into the Baltimore region need to be planned and approved through this board known as the Baltimore Regional Transportation Board. And it's made up of some of the same partners that are in the BMC, or the Baltimore Metropolitan Council, but we add the Maryland Department of Planning, Transportation, Environment, and then also some representatives from transit agencies.
Ah, yeah, appropriately enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And so those, I would imagine that it gets to be a battle sometime, huh?
Whenever there's money on the table, there are always potential challenges. Now that this group has come together, and because transportation really is a regional issue, we live regional lives. We, travel to different places for work and different shopping, and we don't necessarily recognize county or city boundaries as we're doing those types of trips.
Right.
It's easier to kind of talk about these, you know, regional transit routes and highways in terms of planning and programming, and really getting the buy-in from all of the local jurisdictions as to what are the most important priorities in the region.
Yeah, I know that one big change, I guess, has gotten even bigger, and that is the shift in the role of the city compared to the counties.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's been evolving for decades.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be very hub and spoke, where everyone worked in downtown Baltimore and you would see the traffic in and out every day.
Right.
There's a lot of interaction now in terms of getting city residents to jobs that are growing in the suburbs. So we've recently been very interactive with Baltimore County and Baltimore City on the major development known as Trade Point Atlantic out at the old Sparrow's Steel Plant. And it's a major warehousing hub in the region. And what we're doing is we're working with the Maryland Transit Administration and the other locally operated transit systems to get access for workers out to this new jobs hub out in eastern Baltimore County.
And that's a real number, isn't it? That's very complicated.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the largest new warehousing and distribution centers on the East Coast. So it's a tremendous opportunity for this region. And we're trying to make sure that the residents of all the different jurisdictions are able to get access to those jobs by transit.
And that's one of the I think the biggest problems in the Baltimore region compared to, you know, like Boston or New York or you know, even places like St. Louis, is that we really don't have a very good subway system, do we?
Oh yeah, I mean it has to be said, yeah, that we've over, you know, the decades we've grown what was the metro subway system. We have a light rail system, we have the MARC system, and unfortunately they don't connect very well together.
Yeah.
So that's been one of the challenges over the past couple of decades, is trying to figure out how to make that system work better, how to work make it work more interoperatively, make it work a little bit better together.
Right. Well, you're what you mean.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, our job is to try to make sure that these systems connect and that we're able to get people to the destinations that they need to go to in this new type of jobs economy, where some of the major job growth is happening out in the suburban jurisdictions.
Have you seen more regional cooperation in your time there over the years?
Absolutely. You know, with BEC, I can say, you know, over a decade ago when I started, there was, you know, the jurisdictions did cooperate. They got along, but the new funding mechanisms that have come into place really stress multi-jurisdictional applications and partnerships with both the State Highway Administration and the Maryland Transit Administration so that we can be competitive in some of the federal funding environments that are in program right now.
Yeah, and that because it used to be that the only thing that the jurisdictions would cooperate on was water and sewer, right?
You're right. There are some old metropolitan agreements, you know, in water and sewer, and now we're starting to, you know, talk about some new mechanisms for cooperation in the region in terms of transportation.
Yeah, that's really needed. I know that the city and Baltimore County have been working much better on policing, and I think that's extending to the other counties. But in terms of transportation, like the revival of the Red Line, for example, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, so now the Red Line's kind of evolved into what's known as the East-West transit alignments that are up for public review right now. Again, the city is in partnership with the Maryland Transit Administration, and there's great support from the other local jurisdictions to try to get some more kind of fixed guideway transit systems or more semi-permanent transit systems as opposed to just major busways so that
we can
get investment around some of these transit lines, which is also very important for the city.
Yeah. Let's talk about what our listeners can do. We're running out of time here pretty quickly. How can our listeners get involved in these things you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the good part about our board is that all of our meetings are open to the public. It's a requirement of our federal process. So, and most of the meetings are virtual, and we have virtual links, so people don't even travel down to our offices which are right by Fort McHenry. You can simply log on to our website. Beyond just our regional transportation board, we have about close to a dozen different subcommittees that talk about things like bicycle and pedestrian connections or our regional housing program. And you can start to learn about the work that's being done on a committee level amongst all of the jurisdictional experts along with our staff. And that's how you can best get involved to try to understand kind of what's going on in these different areas and how it all comes together, hopefully with federal funding behind it.
And how you can actually, as I say to my wife, do something other than just sit in your chair and complain about it, right?
Absolutely. Yes, we have a public participation process where people can not only comment at board meetings, but most of our major action items have a formal 30-day public comment periods, so you can get your voices heard. Make sure that people understand what's important to you and what you think is important for your community.
That's great. Unfortunately, though, we're about out of time. Todd, could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely. Again, our website is www.baltometro.org, BALTOMETRO.ORG, or you could always call us at 410-732-0500.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, unfortunately, that's all we have time for in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Todd Lang, the Director of Transportation for the Baltimore Metropolitan Council for being our guest today. Thank you, Todd.
Happy to be here, Bill. Thanks.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Okay, you will.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.